Hey, Fedheads, welcome to another Cigar Federation cigar review. Today we're going to be reviewing the Florida Crossier Selection Number 512 Corona Gorda. Now, some of you might be saying, didn't you guys just review the 512 Lancero? We did. 512 Lancero is a different blend. It features Nicaraguan filler. The 512 regular series that's not the Lancero has Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. It's got Costa Rican Sumatra binder and then Costa Rican and Dominican filler. So it's a different blend altogether. That means it's a different cigar. Now, the Corona Gorda, I like this size. It's a good size for me. It's 5.5 by 46, and if you've been following DeCrossier, you see that they've been really aggressive on price point. This is an MSRP of just over $6, which is an insanely good price for DeCrossier. So first up, we're going to nose this, see what we can find out, and then I'll get on to the lighting and the cutting. So lots of chocolate and cedar. I mean, a very rich, deep chocolate. Ooh, and some really interesting, like, almost cinnamon spices in the foot. Very cool. Well, you know I'm a big fan of DeCrossier, so I'm looking forward to trying this out. So as per usual, I'm going to be doing my pre-toast and light. As you can see, I'm wearing my toque today because it is starting to get to be that temperature here. Fortunately, we're not able to smoke cigars outside as of late October without wearing a lot of clothing to keep warm. All right, now we're going to do trusty V-cutter. Should be really good on a 46 ring gauge. Great draw. Needs a bit of a touch-up. Oh, wow. Off the initial draw, I got lots of chocolate and spices. Rich medium plus spices in on the retrohale. So I'll report back on what other flavors are developing as the first third progresses. Thanks very much for checking us out. Sitting at the 40-minute mark, apologize for no updates. I was trying to fix the intro file, unfortunately, unsuccessfully. But very, very good first third. Initially, the spices in the retrohale started out very, very strong. They've since backed off a lot, so it's very balanced. There's still this great undertone of chocolate and cedar. Very much enjoying the first third. Looking forward to continuing to see how this cigar progresses. Coming up on the 1 hour mark, if you've followed my reviews, you know I'm a huge fan of DeCrossier. I think one of the biggest challenges they've faced in the past was price point. Because they do make a premium product, and you know there's a price tag that's associated with that. I think this cigar at the price point is an amazing value. I think it'd be an amazing value at the $8 price point. Just an incredibly balanced, very rich, very complex first third. I mean, so far, and you can't really judge a cigar by the first third, but I would say this is a box buy. The spices and the pepper here kind of linger between draws, but not in an overpowering way, just in a very subtle way. I'd say like a light plus linger between draws, but really enjoying it. Looking forward to seeing what the middle third has to offer. And I'll check back in and see if there's any other flavors that come to the surface in the first third. Just past the 1 hour mark, first third is wrapping up. There's a rich, almost a barbecue smoke flavor coming through again, you know, balanced. It doesn't overpower any of the existing flavors that are there, but just adds another layer to this cigar. Probably going to be in the middle third here in about 5 minutes, and I'm looking forward to seeing what develops. So just before it gets in the middle third here, there's a little bit of citrus that came through. It's not strong. I mean, it's a light citrus, but it's interesting. I mean, it adds a sweet citrus character instead of a sour citrus character. Just one more flavor to report on before we get into the middle third here. One thing I haven't talked about is the new packaging for the Florida Crossier. The new packaging is this really interesting vacuum sealed. It's like a almost like a scotch tube. So the top peels off. I don't know that we got any pictures at the IPCPR, but hopefully we'll have some shots of that. It's a very big departure from what's in the industry, and I think it's just an example of how, you know, the industry can continue to evolve, come up with something new in an industry that's you know, got a lot of history behind it. I found the packaging really interesting, and the idea of vacuum sealing cigars was also very interesting to, you know, keep them as fresh as possible. Hour and 10 minute mark, say we're in the, we're firmly in the middle third now. The profile hasn't changed substantially since the first third, so you've just got this light plus chocolate, followed up by a rich cedar that gives a little bit of dry mouthfeel, and then a little bit of that sweet citrus that I was talking about. The spices and the pepper have really receded, so they're still there, but you know, they fall into to a really light level. But you know, balanced middle third, and we're only maybe 10 minutes into the middle third, so we'll see how that progresses and see what other flavors come out. At the hour and 40 minute mark, almost through the middle third here, starting to get into the final third, just about to take the band off. The spices have come back a little bit to mix in with the cedar, so it's a nice combination playing off of each other. I find the middle third a little bit less complex than the first third, still very enjoyable. So I'm going to take the band off, keep smoking, and report back in to see what we get in the final third for the flavor profile. Hitting the 1 hour 40 minute mark, biggest flavor to report on in the final third is there's a sweet vegetal note that came through. It's a light plus, and it's an interesting flavor out of nowhere in the last third. So again, just adding more to the mix here. So you've got the sweet vegetal, you've got a little bit of sweet citrus, you've got that cedar that's there, and the cedar again has a bit of a dry mouthfeel, but it plays off nicely against the sweet vegetal and sweet citrus. Coming up on the 2 hour mark, burning really well. No real other flavors have developed in the last third to report on. I'd imagine this is probably going to finish up around 2 hour 10 mark, which is a really good value out of a Corona Gorda. You know, and again, can't stress enough about the price point in the cigar. Just fantastically approachable price point for everyone. I'll report back in, see if any other flavors come out in the final third before we wrap it up. Hitting the 2 hour mark, really no other flavors coming to the surface to report on. You know, said it several times, this Florida Crossier 512 is a fantastic cigar. And even if the price point wasn't a factor, you know, still an amazing cigar for what it is. But when you factor in price point, I mean, these are going to be a no-brainer pickup for everyone, I think. So I'll have to review my notes, but, you know, I think this is going to end up being right on the cusp of a five-pack or a box split. You know, I think if you factor in the price, people are going to be buying these by the box, no question. Thanks very much for tuning in to another Cigar Federation video review. Make sure to check out the other reviews we've got at cigarfederation.com. And if you enjoy our videos, appreciate it if you like and subscribe to our channel. Thanks for checking out our video.